Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Interested in ghosts, UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com.
Unlock your mind.
Don't throw it back at me, ain't no one lit up. I don't know what's right. I don't even care. I can't even lie. My all
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
That was the hand signal. We're continuing.
Yeah, this is the bird.
That was a good signal. We're continuing.
That's my favorite hand signal.
Yes.
I love it.
I saw you doing that with the draw the...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
In the air, yeah. Robbie Thomas has given many what most would call the spiritual experience of their lives, connecting to the other side and bringing messages of hope and encouragement throughout diverse experience. 16 years of helping with murder and missing persons cases and helping bring resolve to families. 10 years of online and personal sessions and 3 years working on many prominent programs in TV, radio, and print media is what Robbie is committed to. And, of course, we're also going to talk about Paracon, we're going to talk about
Paracon 2009
coming up
and
in Canada.
He's going to talk about how much he loves me and my hands.
And of course, and the website is www.robbiethomas.net, which is, of course, linked up at ghostlytalk.com.
Yes, it is.
Robbie Thomas, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, beautiful people.
he aimed that at me.
That's right. You know, when she came up behind me and she put that elbow and she started massaging me, remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And, you know, guys, everything just kind of went limp. Well, wait a second. Let me rephrase that. Let's start over. Rewind. Almost everything.
It was good for me, too.
That happens a lot for her. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm serious. When she come and she put that elbow right in that one spot, and you become like a zombie. You just, you know, you don't move. And she just, like, she owns you. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm going to have Robbie do commercials
she's done
for
this,
my
yeah,
massage.
The thing is when she did that, she elbowed my back once. And
Doug
I just giggled. I just turned
There's
into a giggling idiot.
There's one spot on Doug's back, and I know exactly where it is. If I hit it, he giggles like a schoolgirl, and it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, it's fun for her, anyway.
Well, before I got them old man's pillows that I have on my bed now, I used to have neck aches all the time, right?
Yep.
I was having neck pains, and I thought it was from, you know, that's even back when I was still playing music. I'm like, okay, I got to cut this headbanging crap out because it's killing me, right? I found out, you know, at the end of it, it was pillows that I was using in my bed. I need to get a better pillow. But you used to come over and work my neck, and, oh, God, I used to scream like a little girl.
He did, too.
It was absolutely
I've noticed,
terrible.
And I'm just going to say this.
But it worked. You worked it out.
Then we can get on topic, but I've noticed men are the absolute worst at taking a massage.
We don't have a pain threshold
women
like women
can
do.
Can take it and not say a word. Men scream like a little girl.
It's a pain threshold thing. I agree with that 100%. You got a higher pain threshold. And when we finally get through it, yeah, I felt pretty good at the end of the thing on the next day. But, yeah, I was, okay, I was bad. So, Robbie, I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dave Schrader is very boisterous and, you know, he's out there, and to shut him up for 5 minutes was the greatest thing you've ever did. I mean, you touched him, and he was like, ugh. He couldn't do nothing.
I think a lot of people wanted to pay me for that.
Yes. I'm going to take a collection next time, no.
I mean, you look over at Tim Yancey. You had a commercial just before I came on. You had Tim Yancey. His tongue was hanging out of his mouth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, Bonnie, I'm glad you're out there helping us out and doing your thing. Fantastic.
I am the massage therapist of the paranormal community.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I have my own title now.
Oh, God.
We'll link
paranormal pressure point.
Oh!
That sounds
And
wrong.
Robbie's signing up as your publicist as we speak.
Yes.
You got a new book coming out, from what we understand, Robbie. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's finally, it took a whole year of negotiating and getting this thing down and dirty. It's behind the scenes look through the eyes of what everyone has seen in the two movies, Robbie Thomas Visits the Sally House, Dead Whisper, and 14 other places throughout the United States on tour in Canada. It holds no bar. You're going to see everything. You're going to read exactly what people really want to hear and want to see, the truth. And I'm telling you, a few of the critics have seen it already, and they're dying for it to come out. So I'm dying for this darn thing to come out. It's been too long.
Yeah.
The title has to be changed. Right now it's a working title called The Dead Whisper, but we have to change the title. So hang tough, folks. We've got a mystery on our hands.
And this is more or less an account of what you, you know, what you, how you saw these things when you were doing these investigations around the country, like you said.
Absolutely, and things that are verified and validated on film and EVP.
Fantastic, cool. Now, you said there's something being worked out. Is there an approximate ETA when it's going to be coming out?
In about, probably about, I would say about 2 months tops.
Okay, cool, fantastic. Keep an eye out for that. You're also working on the Paradox. Tell us about this also, if you can. I mean, I don't know what you can tell us. But this is a film that you've been working on, correct?
Yes, Paradox. True accounts. Went back over the last 20 years, just went back 20 years only, and we incorporated things like New Orleans, the Sally House, Al Capone's Speakeasy, Perryville Battlefield, Studebaker Mansion, places like that. And what I wrote about, I took everything factual-based, warped it with horror, keeping the essence of paranormal investigating, and there's a brand new teaser trailer. There's three in the trilogy that are up on YouTube, and you can see them. You go to Paradox with an X, Robbie Thomas, and you'll see the three teaser trailers. The last one is very, I would say, push it in your face. You see the investigators as they're doing through the asylum. You'll see the horror aspect, and we just warped it. It's got a lot of people looking at it. We've got Scream Television that wants it. Sci-Fi is looking at it.
And this, you know, you mentioned the Sally House a couple times, too. I wouldn't mind, maybe later on we talk about that a little bit more.
Because
we were there,
I was
there
like
years ago.
Yeah, we went there several years ago.
2004, 2005.
And what's interesting is, as you come upon it, I mean, if you didn't know, you know, its history and the sightings thing and, you know, the whole thing, it looks like every other house on the block.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then, well, except for the mansion across the street, which is gorgeous, and it's a bed and breakfast. But the Sally House itself just looks so normal. But then you go in and you realize it's just like, wow. You know, because the history hits you. What we've seen on sightings, what we've seen in that movie about it.
Yeah, what we've seen personally, you know, the things we experienced personally there, too.
Yeah, it's just, what a great place. And you've mentioned it twice. So you must, Robbie, have some interesting outlook on the Sally House.
Oh, absolutely. We were there, and the place across the street you're talking about, the Glick Mansion.
Yeah, the Glick Mansion, exactly. I forgot the name of that.
Yeah, exactly. It was beautiful. And when we first pulled up into, I'm going to take you back a little bit. It was New Dominion Pictures, a year, and this is going to blow you away. It was a year to the day, the very day. There was New Dominion Pictures, Ronald James Television, parts of the Indiana Ghost Trackers, and they were heading off to do this movie at the Sally House. They called me up, but I had a vision, and this woman visited me and said, don't go because this is what's going to happen. And they said, this person from New Dominion Pictures is going to do this. The person from Ronald James Television is going to do this. This person from Indiana is going to do this. This person from here is going to do that. So what I did was I sat there and I looked at everything in perspective, and I called the individual from Ronald James Television. I said, you know, this is what's going to happen to you, and this is what this person is going to say to you. Now, you tell me after the adventure and the weekend. In the meantime, everybody's still begging me to come down, and I would not leave Canada. So then I went to the next person, on and on and on. I got phone calls on my answering machine, and I held on to them for the longest time. And there's 18-time award-winning film producer Ronald James running through the airport in Kansas going, okay, Mr. Psychic, so you're right again. And they blew a whole lot of money bringing a whole lot of people down for a one-night thing that just went awry. And so a year to the day, we're down, and I'm sitting on the porch of the Sally House. I was nothing more than welcomed into the place. We had film producers there. We brought people that came in from Las Vegas, New York, Canada, Indiana. There are people from all over coming down for this tour stop, and we're filming this movie. It was wonderful. And when we get in there, I brought actor Jamie Rutley down. He stars in a lot of different movies with Roddy Piper, Nick Mancuso, does the horror side and what have you. Well, he never touched upon the paranormal. So we brought him in, and he's snapping shots. He gets up on this chair into the attic, because we heard a noise go across the top of the attic, and he points his camera in there, and I said to him, remember what happened last night? Watch out for Finney. He's going to get you. Oh, he got mad, turned to me, and he was like, don't do that. He was freaking. At the same time he did that, he snapped the picture. And as he took the picture and brought it down, we superimposed it. There's the little boy that earlier in the day, and I'll explain the story to you guys about the dog.
Sure.
But early in the day, this little boy showed up. You see his eyebrows, his eyelashes. He was right there staring at his camera. Now, come full circle in the morning. We're at breakfast. And I'm sitting with producer Scott Unruh and Jamie Routley, Michael Esposito, a bunch of the people. And we're talking, what can we do to make it scientifically and spiritually acceptable, but totally different and off the wall? I looked at the door, and I seen his dog in his truck, and I said, let me bring your Great Dane in, and I bet you I can turn it into a Chihuahua. And he goes, what? And I said, yeah. So every dog lover out there, the dog was not hurt. So, you know, we did it in a humane way. Brought the dog in, let the dog walk around, went up to the one room. There's a teaser trailer on YouTube about it. And you can go up to Sally House, S-A-L-L-I-E House, and it's the new movie. And we let the dog go. And I opened the door, the dog came in. He went to the closet where I was explaining prior to that the little boy was chained, this is what happened, and what have you. Now, this information wasn't privy to the public. And Tony and Deborah Pickman said this before, that there was a boy that was seen in that closet. So I was talking about this little boy being chained. And the dog came in, started huffing and puffing, backed out. Went back, started kind of whining, and ran behind the producer. Now, the producer said, I'll bring him over. He goes, come here, Andy. That's the name of the Great Dane. And as he took a step forward, the dog stepped in front of him, and you could see the camera rocking, going back and forth, because he stopped him. The dog wouldn't let his owner even go closer to that closet. So that was just scientific proof that we didn't need anything mechanical to record this or what have you. It was unacted and unrehearsed, and that was a great, great feat for everybody to see.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is all at the Sally House. We found the place pretty fantastic. I mean, we came there. Now, I will say that what I always tell people about the Sally House, because, you know, there's been all these, you know, stories of people being freaked out. I think, you know, they get scared and stuff like that. You're going to laugh about this, Robbie, but Bonnie, you know, we bunked that weekend, didn't we?
We shared the air mattress.
We
slept together every night.
Yeah, we sat and spooned all weekend. And
actually, by the morning, we pretty much were on top of each other.
Because, yeah, the air mattress would die. Yeah, we were like, just like, yeah. But it's weird, but I slept so soundly there. Robbie, it was so strange, and the 3 nights that we spent 3 solid nights there, and I slept so good. I mean, where I felt actually like refreshed in the morning for a change, right? Do you see what I'm saying? I'm wondering if you could give me any explanation for that. This is, you know, supposed to be a place. I mean, and I've witnessed people there. There was people there that weekend that were having issues. Why would I be able to sleep so well and not really have any issues myself, though? Do you have anything to talk about on that, Robbie?
Oh, no. That's a good one, Scotty. And, you know, that happens a lot. And it happens to me as well. We were in one of the very first homes at Finney, down the street from the Sally House. We got to Scott Unruh, the producer, owns one of the homes, right? So we got to sleep in it and stay there. Well, actor Jamie Rowley was tucked in that night, and we couldn't understand why he wouldn't get out of his room in the morning. We had the television crew from the area that was there, major news showing up. We're doing a major news network thing, and he's still in his room, and he was freaked out. He came out, he was so white, and he goes, did you come in and play a trick on me? And I said, how could I? Your door was locked. Yeah. And he said, I was tucked in right up to my neck. I couldn't move. And he was really tucked in.
Yeah.
And that night, my daughter was in a room, and we heard click, click. And as we looked over, we could see a male figure, full figure, standing in the room where all the cameras were. It was dark. You could see a silhouette. Now, things appear and happen in that way. Sometimes, you know, like you, Scotty, they just won't happen for me either. And it's the perception or the acceptance of, we want it too much, or, you know, they don't want to even give it to us. simple as that.
Well, no, and I understand that. I just found it really weird that, you know, I usually sleep. I'm an insomniac. I'm insane. I mean, I am the lightest sleeper on the planet, right? But there, it was so weird because I felt like when I went to, I mean, I woke up like I had actually slept a full night.
Maybe you should buy Bonnie's,
Maybe it was the air mattress. Yeah.
Actually, though, I slept just as well as you did.
Did you?
Which is odd because you were next to me. But
I keep talking. Yeah. Oh, look, she's out of channel now. Imagine that.
Oh, right, who cares? But bad. No, seriously, I slept really good too.
Yeah, it was just really strange. I found that very interesting about that area. Now. Sorry.
Well, did you go in, like, we went to the library, we did a couple
of things. We did a bunch of research running around
town.
We
went to some cemeteries and things. Wasn't it like the birthplace of Amelia Earhart or something? They had some thing or something. There were signs all over the city, you know, this is to...
I don't know.
It was something like that. I mean, the city of Atchison, Kansas.
There's very few things I remember about anywhere on that trip other than the Sally House. Other than me and you laughing hysterically.
Yeah, we almost got thrown out of a diner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But did you take in some of the area around there and try and get a feel for the city, the town? Because it does have its own show called, like, The Most Haunted City in America or something, which is hilarious. But what do you think of that, of the area, Robbie?
I love the area. The only thing I had a feel for was to strangle Jamie Rutley around his neck. yeah, we were to fly down. He goes, dude, I don't feel like flying. And he goes, it's only a 10-hour drive. And it was a 18, almost 19-hour drive. And getting down to the middle of the heartland, in, you know, we got there late in the middle of the night. We had to get to bed right away, get up and do all the press and what have you, and then do the walk through the house throughout the day, and then all the tour people were showing up in the late in the afternoon, going back. I didn't have time to tour anything, but, you know, just getting the feel for that area, the Glick Mansion, the presence of knowing that this is the heartland of America,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, where everything was, I was just happy and pleased to be there. You know, in a Sally House, and then meeting Deborah Pickman and Tony Pickman, wonderful people. You know, they're fantastic. They're coming to the Paracon, and, you know, everybody who's listening, you know, come check that out.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that too after you're done. Let's talk about that. Let's mention that also.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then walking in that place, I said to everybody, we had producers coming from all over. Like I'm saying, we had people from all over the states coming. It was pretty wild. Laura Moon from Laura Moon Radio.
Full Moon Radio, Laura, that's our girl. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there. We had Angie Lyle from Lifestyles. She was there. There were many, many producers there. And they were taking this all in. And I said to them all, let's go in with a positive aspect. Don't think nothing negative because you'll draw negative to you or you just won't have a good time. Let's just do it positive. While we went in there, we captured faces in the windows. We captured things. It was great. People got touched. People got the feeling of what was there. Wild. Like, here's a real good kicker. While I was there, I made sure I called home and said, whatever happens in the next little while, please let me know because we're filming here. Let me know what goes on in the house. Because usually when I go to a place, what happens where I am happens in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, according to what was going on, there was children running around in the basement. We were talking to them. My earlobe was tweaked. My finger was being pulled. That was all on film. You can hear them talking. Robbie Thomas Visits the Sally House movie is coming out very shortly. And so what happened there was happening in my kitchen. My wife said the kitchen cupboards were slamming open and shut. There was kids running around. My three children had to cuddle in the bedroom with my wife because they were so, you know, that's what happens normally.
Wow, fantastic.
Wow, what a place.
Yeah, I know. We love going there. I'd like to go back there someday again also. You mentioned Paracon, 2009, Can-Am Paracon. And that's, August of 2009, that's coming up. And it seems like it's a while off, but it's going to creep right up on us. We know
it's
that.
It's actually pretty exciting because this will be... Is this the first one that we will attend as...
Well, this is the first one you're doing,
Canada?
Right, Robbie? Yeah, well, it's our first Canadian Paranormal
Which is
Con.
Really exciting.
Yeah, this is the gig of the gigs.
Exactly. And it's, like, really close to our home base.
That's one of the beauties of it. So, yeah, we don't have to drive 50 miles to go to a conference. I mean, 500,000 miles, to go to a conference. So thank you for giving us a conference to go to, Robbie, that isn't that
far. Oh, thank you for coming, guys. You guys rock.
Oh, no problem at all.
We try to.
What do we have to look forward to? A couple things, a couple of warm-ups on that. I mean, some speakers. Who is going to be all going to be there this year? Or next year,
we're going to have Patrick Burns, the hair fella.
I love him.
Yeah, the Jello Man. He makes good Jello shooters.
He makes some strong ones.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, he does.
We were sampling them in Louisville. Even the next day.
At 2 p.m.
Yeah, here, finish these off, guys. Finish these off. I'm like, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We got the one and only Mr. July, all in his leathers, Keith Age.
Cool.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he's the man. And we got, well, you know, Bonnie, you're going to have to do it to him again because I know he's got a loud voice. Dave Schrader.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, Darkness Radio. We got Brian Harnois. You know, there's two ways we can say this. We can say it French and we can say it English. It's Harnois or Harnois.
Oh, okay. I think we'll go with Harnois.
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 Well, you know, in Canada, and a lot of, I don't know if many of these people have been to Canada before, but in Canada, things are written in English and then in French as well, because French is the second
language,
in Canada.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, welcome and bienvenue, you know, things like that. It's everything. Ketchup and then ketchup. You know, I mean, it's just...
Nice translation there.
I know. It's
Doug, we're confused up here. Okay, that's just plain simple, okay? We're Canucks. We're confused, okay?
And so I just, you know, Brian's going to get there and be like, oh, my name is the same in French and English.
I know. Yes. I'm introducing him to the bacon sandwich, the Canadian back bacon sandwich. You know what he says to me? We're going to have a cook-off, right? And I said, okay, what are you bringing? So he puts a picture of, you know, this guy, he's hilarious, okay? He cooks stovetop stuffing, folks, out of a box. And I said, what do you do? And he goes, oh, yeah, I make great pork chops. I stuff the pork chops. And meanwhile, you know, I'm not bragging, but I make it all from scratch, right?
Right.
So
I
can't wait till he gets here, you know, and I know his wife is tuning in right now, and they're all laughing and what have you. But, you know, I am the cook, Brian. I don't care what you say. I'm the cook, dude. The guy steals my Sharpies. I'm at the Mid-South, and he's stealing all my Sharpies. Like, get your own, Brian. He's got a whole desk full of Sharpies, eh? Give me a break. Unreal.
I have to say, we too are of the make the stuffing from scratch kind of.
Yeah,
that's
how my
family is.
So
maybe it's like a regional kind of thing.
Might be.
You know, yeah, we do have to go to break. And then we'll come back with more info about the Canadian
Paracon. Yeah, hang with us, Robbie. We're just going to take a quick break here.
And while we do that, everybody go to your browsers, www.robbiethomas.net. And, of course, it's at ghostlytalk.com. But meanwhile, this is our last break.
Our last live break of 2008.
Our last live break of 2008.
How many live things are we going to do?
and so I want you to know that all of this stuff is independent music, and Ghostly Talk has been this way for a long time, and support independent musicians and independent
any type of independent artists out there,
you know, filmmakers, authors, you know, all the whole gamut. You know, these are people who are sitting at their kitchen tables and in their garages and working on this stuff. Enjoy the music.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Power Hub Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium. Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder and was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we knew where we were going, and a rope, so we could tie around so we wouldn't get taken away by the spirit. So that was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
That's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org.
Technology today.
It's effective to kill mankind.
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And his handprints appear across his face.
It's very scary here. Everything about it is scary. The work in this field, our face is very short.
It was escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting.
What you're talking about does not think in human terms. It is from another time and place.
Technology today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Kenneth Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
If I go Hollywood, it'll be all good, dog. I'm telling your money for weeks. At least until I go and spend it all. Get a car, I'm out. Every y'all hit my car. The door, supermodels got no way to make it all. Let's go on if you know what I ain't. I love some huge breasts, dresses, breasts, and with breasts. If it holds like you, that's never ever be a distant memory. Something I was gladly bit, but he can't buy you. Something he can't buy you happiness. And on another savvy thing to go along with. Pick and fit, big house, anime. Then let's be good. I ain't doing one thing. I do before I get wrapped up. You mean it got me on my own. I'm never black enough. No longer asking for raises. Working for these wages. Every night I can say you be the greatest. My blade is always full. Paid with lots of food. The thing that I'd ask you for would only be lost.
I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna fly rich. Being on down in the cash in the ditch. Cash in the house. Cash in the car.
Cashville car, Cashville job, and I'm living like a star. I wanna be rich, fly rich, getting on down in the Cashville ditch. Cashville house, Cashville car, Cashville job, and I'm living like a star.
flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Green Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It's an EMF meter. Started this going haywire.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Jeez, I'm beat.
We'll practice that. Repeat after me. Scott L., repeat after me. Robbie. Yes.
Sorry, yeah. During the break, you guys may have heard a little bit of extra audio from something else in there. That was my fault. Tom actually sent over the video we were talking about at the beginning of the show tonight that we got last night. And I opened up my email box while we were on break just to check and see if anything dropped in. And sure enough, Tom sent this over. So I queued it up, and I didn't know it was a video file. And I'm like, oops, I turned it off. So sorry about that, guys. I'm sure you may have heard that. No big deal. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
This is for Vance. And I'm Bonnie.
Oh, Vance is in the house. Thank you. Vance West, the man, dude. Good friend of ours.
TrinityScience.com.
It was fantastic hanging out with Vance in Florida back in June, by the way. I think I mentioned that. But, Vance, you are the man. We love the hell out of you here. And he is a brilliant, brilliant man. So cool.
Absolutely.
Glad to talk to you.
We're talking with Robbie Thomas of RobbieThomas.net. We were talking about, you know, the Sally House. We were talking about the upcoming Can-Am Paracon.
Yeah. Before break, we got into that.
Which is in August, I think, August of 2009.
You got it. August 6th and 7th, right, Robbie?
You got it.
Yep.
And I'm Robbie Thomas, and I approve this message.
and we're really looking forward to it because, I mean, there's a lot of folks going to descend upon. Is it in Sarnia, Ontario?
Right in Sarnia, yep.
Yeah, right across from Port Huron, Michigan.
That yeah, it's like literally right, there. Right yeah. up the road from me.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's 3 hours from me. I'm staying with you that weekend, Doug.
You must. We're going to go through a lot of Indiana wine.
Oh, yes. Now I'm for sure staying with you.
Oh, I want to be there.
Yes. You can bunk with us. We're going to have a blast.
Cool.
It's going to be a pajama party.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just want to hit upon one more thing before Mr. Stovetop Stuffing turns it off here.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to tell him I'm bringing him a Sharpie blow-up doll. It's a great big marker blow-up doll for him so that he can never steal my markers ever again.
That would be absolutely hilarious and awesome and probably, you know, create quite a buzz, like the little alien guys did with the Ghostly Talk thing. So
back in the day, that was
we used to have an alien blow up doll for
everything we went to, and just kind of one of those things that kind of just went away. But yeah, we used
eventually
to, everybody took a picture with the alien. I didn't get it, but it just happened.
So eventually, everyone will take pictures with this blow up Sharpie thing. That is
I got plans for all of you.
Hope it tickles.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Oh, hell yeah.
Couple cases, you know, and that's one of the things you do is you do work on cases, you know, in your trade and things like that. And we kind of talked, one, for example, the Branson Swanson case came up. Tell us about this, though. I mean, what you can tell us about, if you can. Tell us about this a little bit, though.
Okay, I did five or six cases on a radio show, which was Dave Schrader, because we're all tied together.
Right.
And he asked me to be tied to Gary Peterson, who's Cold Case Files. So I gave them a little bit of information, and as I was looking at his picture that his father sent in to Gary to send to me, I got the area in which they were actually going back to check. So, you know, hitting on a part of things like that is a positive. So That was about a week and a bit ago. I haven't heard back. They had a whole bunch of people fly in, and they were searching that area. Now, when I was talking about certain aspects, which I can possibly tell you now, I can't give you great detail, but
no,
the long
fine.
Grass that looked like sweet grass. And I said, it's very tall. He says, that's the area we're looking in. So that's as far as I can go. And
okay.
Everything else I gave to him said, you know, he told me, he goes, yeah, that's there. Yeah, that's there. So that was one of the cases. Here's one that's very prominent in the news. And we're talking about the Cayley case in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. 3 weeks prior, it came into the news that they found a shallow grave and it had beads and a cross in it. I mentioned on the show that there would be a cross, a piece of jewelry in that area of a second grave, the first grave being that they find. And it was in this park, and I mentioned it as a OC park, because I know that was live on air. So Orlando is O, and C stands for a different name in the park. So when I talked to Dave on the radio about that and seeing this article, what was going on, and Fox News, Geraldo Rivera said they found a certain area, that just tied in everything I was telling them. So, but every piece of information I'm telling you now was actually subsequently sent to the police prior to this all coming out. So the information has been used.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you do this. How does it work? I mean, I know that this is what one of the things that you've been doing for 16 years. You must have at some point decided, you know, oh, I really want to work on these cases and help people find missing children or, you know, murder victims, that kind of thing. What's the, like, how did it come to be for you, and why is that work so important for you?
You know, that's a great question. I've never been asked that question in that way, Doug, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very glad you asked me that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My very first case. I knew this gentleman was bad. He had black all around him. And I could see through people, and you know how people say that I can read that person, you know what I mean? I can see through their lies, and well, I can actually see through a person and see what bad or good. This guy had black all around him. I asked the superintendent of the building, who was a friend of mine at the time, I really got to get closer to this guy. I don't understand why, but I get closer to him. So we went up and we befriended this guy over a case of beer. Now this sounds silly, but this is how it happened. Okay?
Uh-huh.
We were in his apartment, and we were talking and discussing stuff. And as we became a little bit more, you know, not say intoxicated, but relaxed, he starts talking about a case. And this is my very first murder case I worked on. He was a conspirator in this murder case of Karen Coughlin, who was 14 years of, years, I'm sorry, not Karen, Mark Campbell. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Campbell. And Mark Campbell was 14 years of age, worked in a gas station, you know, late at night just to make some money. Well, him and his partner, Thomas Cook, who's in jail now for saran wrapping his girlfriend, a second murder, and he's in jail now for that. But, you know, I always mention guys' names. I hold the facts true. I don't hide nothing back, and I ain't scared of these guys because I'll put them in jail as quick as I can. Brad Anderson is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And as he felt me up for a wire, and he sat there, he told me he'd kill me if I told anybody, and he was telling me the story. His girlfriend was pacing back and forth in the apartment, telling him to shut up, and we're sitting there, and this is what goes through. Now, if you can place yourself in this aspect, I tell everybody, please don't put yourself in harm's way. This is my very first case. I don't tell anybody to do this. This was stupid of me to do it this way. And as I got the information and went back to the police, and I talked to Commissioner Pinsano, and the detectives, they said, Rob, you got to go back and wear a wire. And I said, I can't, because he felt me up for a wire and told me he'd kill me. And I said, this is what's going to happen. He said he'd get off on a technicality because he had an alibi, and they were in court already, and yada, 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 and all the way down the line. Well, he did get off on a technicality, but, you know, we do know what happened. He stood outside. They shot the boy, and he went in. He didn't help. He's just as much of a murderer as the guy pulling the trigger. And so I mention these guys' names because they're dirt, and I'll continue to do so. And everybody who's out there who knows, last year I helped put a guy on death row in Kentucky. And, you know, little Cano, four-year-little boy Cano, Cecil New, Eugene New, was the murderer. And he was arrested December 6th. I solved that case in about 4 hours in June of 2007. He went on the lam, and got him December 6th. I don't hold nothing back on these guys. They're dirt, and when I do murder cases or work with the police or families, and I look at it as, you know, we're trying to make life, you know, bring resolve and bring peace to these families.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
The best case for that. I mean, yeah, just to bring something of closure to the situation.
See, and I'm always interested in the human aspect. Like why do you do what you do? Because I know why I do what I do. I just, you know, have a natural affinity for computer stuff. And
drugs.
I just, and
drugs.
Yeah, and
the drugs.
And hookers. Yeah.
The hookers and drugs.
But, but I, you know, I know why I, you know, got into the field that I'm into, but
yeah.
I just always wondered, why do people do these things? And for you, it sounded like you had the ability, and then this just sort of happened, you know, the story with the dark, what feeling or aura or whatever around this guy, and then you were just sort of drawn into it, and it just sort of played out, and boom, you knew this is what
this is what
I'm going to do. I'm going to help these families and the loved ones of these victims and things like that, and which of course is wow, congratulations, good job. I'm so glad you're out there doing that.
Well, you know, we all do our part in life, and God and spirit pick who they want at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a happy case.
Okay. Yeah.
I get a phone call, and they ask me, Rob, you know, this producer is missing from this big, big worldwide radio program, and Hamilton County, Florida, there's a missing persons report filed. So can you help us, please? And I said, sure. He'll call you in 3 days. And this is where he is. He's just really pissed off at you guys. And they laughed at me, and they said, you know, well, thank you, because we had so-and-so who's known, and they said, no, he's shot, and someone said he was drowned, and, you know, well, thank you, Rob. And they hung up. Well, 3 days later, I get a letter, which is sitting on my wall and looking in right now, and I still have it in my email from them. You know, it says, Robbie, you're an angel, and thank you. He was exactly where he was in Oklahoma, and he did call his mother 3 days later, and that's where he was. He passed him up for promotion. The X-Zone radio show, Rob
yep.
McConnell
yep.
and Laurel. And
yeah,
I got that sitting right there. You know, there's the proof of it right there.
Yeah, that's Rob Connell, fantastic show, too, by the way. I love that show. One thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, we're kind of talking about this stuff. You know, in that situation with that guy, I mean, you can feel this presence, this darkness, you know, this probably very... How would you say? Very angry feeling. I mean, there's all these things. I mean, I'm a psychic as this mixing board in front of me, for example. So, I mean, I can't. But my thing I'm wondering about with you is, when you get this information, I mean, is it just? I mean, it seems like it could be kind of disturbing. It could be scary. To get this information about these people and things like that. How do you handle that? I mean, is there a way you can just kind of push through this and handle it?
Yeah, was there a progression from ooh, you know, I'm getting this info. I want to tell the police, but these bad things can happen, to, you know what, these guys are, because you said it just earlier, these guys are scum. Here's the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what I'm telling you. Spirits told me. So I mean, now you know. But in the early stages, how did that progress?
It became a part where I toiled over it for a long time. You know, sitting there with information and not knowing what to do with it, and then finally, I'll tell you guys, it was almost like night and day. All of a sudden, the door opened and poof, everybody's calling, and.
Mm-hmm.
Award-winning screenwriter Gloria Shepherd wanted me to help out with the Rolling Stones murder, the Brian Jones, and right away I was doing that one. I was doing the Natalie Holloway case, and we got pulled off on that to do Dead Whisper, and then, you know, I can name all kinds of high-profile cases I was on. There was one, we mentioned Laura Moon. Mm-hmm. Laura Moon calls me up one day and said, Kelsey Smith, remember she was in the mall, walked out, and she was dead, and they found her in the park?
Yeah.
In Kansas, right.
Uh-huh.
She called me up and said, Rob, we're working with conjunction with the police right now. We need your information right now. Can you help us? And I said, oh, my gosh, she's still on the border. And it just happens, like, guys. It just happens. You know, I get the information that comes in that said she's in the park. You got to get there now. But it was too late because she was in the park right on the border of Kansas. And that's where it was. And, you know, I know Laura, if she's tuning in, she'll vouch for that. And, you know, it's things like that. So it happens. Dave Schrader's show, he sends me 5 murder cases, and within no time, I've had all the information for them. The one lady, I said, you know, it's really funny because I got a humpback. I don't understand what humpback means, but I got that, and I go northwest, you know, and I got the northwest direction. Well, there's a northwest road called Northwest Road, and it's not humpback, it's humack. And that was just very where they're looking for the boy, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, this is where it's all coming in, and, you know, it happens like that.
And
you know,
each of these, Robbie, each of these represents people who have lost a loved one, who are, you know, who really want and need any kind of guidance or help or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely beautiful that you can help. And mm-hmm. and you've got people coming to you saying, hey, I've got a list of these things. Can you tell us anything, you know, because that's what they're looking for, a shred, anything. These are, you know, men, women, children who lost a loved one who don't know what's going on.
It's a huge feeling of desperation, obviously, and, I mean, anything to kind of, you know, close the gate, even if this person's passed away, which in a lot of cases these people
sometimes
have,
that's
you know?
That way and sometimes yeah. not.
You
just so,
even know what's going on at the end.
But
so.
This shred, I can see just wanting that shred of just any clue whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So yeah, I mean,
that's going to be a very disturbing. And I might be a bit sappy because of the holiday season. I don't know.
Well, you always get yeah, like that during Christmas. Yeah. You know? It just seems like for me, I know I've had. You
but
know,
I'm just applauding you right now, Robbie. that's what's going on.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Buddy.
I just know, you know, I had to ask that because I just know that, you know, I've witnessed things. I mean, you know, with my eyes, right? Or I've had, you know, I've been disturbed by things. It just seems like taking that, you know, having that information come in like that all the time, it'd be a real monkey on my back, you know, to have to deal with that. So, you know, it seems like it would take a lot of work to be able to just kind of, you know, take that and put it aside.
But it sounds like, Robbie, you're also trying to have fun, too. I mean, there's the hard work, yes,
yeah,
but then there's fun. I mean, there's going out and doing some work and getting, you know, on radio and TV. There's also the book. There's the Can-Am Paracon.
Yeah, looking forward to that coming up.
And just all the people that you get to meet. So I think it's very well balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love people to death. I you know, I love everyone I meet. You know, it was such a privilege to meet Bonnie and Scotty there. It was just like awesome. You know, and when right there too, the Mid-South, I'll tell you something. There was about three or four different cases that approached me. The one woman come to me and said, you got to help me. And I said, you know what? You got to go back and look for the bloody palm print. And it's in the top. I could see it. And sure enough, there was a picture taken of a bloody palm print inside the cab of the truck. I said, that's the key because the evidence, you know, isn't really there anymore. But we got that picture. We can go off of that. And she was, like, blown away. It comes in like that. And, you know, for me to relax, that's my relaxation anymore. I know what it is. It's, you know, it's a day-in, day-out type thing. Having fun doing movies, landing other movies. I'm doing a movie in Maryland coming up very shortly in February. I'm doing Paradox 2 coming up in late spring as well. The Paracon, there's many places I'm going to be touring out throughout the United States again. And, you know, it's all about people. And mm-hmm. you've got to love people.
I agree 100%. That's the reason we go out. That's the reason we're out there now. I mean, it's something we've been doing for the last 3 years now, and it does really make the show a lot more, you know, it enhances our experience as broadcasters to go out there and hang out with these people that, you know, are nice enough to listen to our show or have enough mercy to listen to our show. So, you know, it definitely enhances everything. Unfortunately, though, God, we're at the top of the hour. We're, like, totally shot.
I know we got to clear the line for the next show.
Robbie, we have to thank you so much for joining us. It's really, you know, it's always great to talk to you, whether we're on the air or off the air. You're always a ball to talk to, and, you know, we always learn something, too, which is the most important thing.
Well, thank you so much for having me, guys. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody who's tuning in, it's www.paracon2009.com.
Yes, we forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah, I've been reading off robbiethomas.net because that's what, you know, I've got.
I slapped that down there. All right.
But you're right. Paracon2009. Was that com?
com.
Yeah. Yes. It's linked up on our site. We got a rotating banner going. It's going to be also being featured in December. I'm going to have the time to do this.
In
our appearances thing also. So we'll have links there to take you guys there and check it out also.
And of course, we'll talk about it as it's getting nearer and nearer.
Yeah,
because this is the time, really, for people to start making their don't you have to put your vacation plans in at work, like, by the end of January or something?
A lot
so
of times,
everybody,
yeah.
The first weekend of
August,
you know, make plans to be in Sarnia. That's all I'm saying.
Check that out. Hang on the line for 1 second, Robbie. Don't just leave us here,
Thank you,
okay?
Robbie.
Okay.
Hang tight.
Yes, don't leave us.
Yeah.
Wow. So
last live show of the year.
Last live show of the year. Remember, the upcoming shows are going to be podcasted out on schedule.
Everything's exactly the same.
What it is, it's one flashback kind of thing.
Yeah, the first one hour of flashback.
Or retro or whatever. And then 2 hours of brand new content that we've been working, like, for the past two and a half weeks.
Yeah,
I'm getting brand new content to mix into, you know, because we apologize we can't schedule. We can't be there live every week, but we're...
For December, at least.
But
for
December. I will still be in chat.
Ah,
yeah, well, we're going to try to drop in also. We're going to try to drop in, too. I know we talked about it, Doug.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to be there also the best we
Whenever
can.
Whenever possible. So, you guys, the last four shows of the year are going to be broadcasted out. They're going to be new and...
Three shows.
Three shows of the year are going to be new and with 1 hour of old content.
It'll be fun. We're going to have fun with this. And
hope
you guys
enjoy it.
Yeah,
I hope it works out for you guys.
Cause
2008 banner year. Thank you, everybody.
Our last live show. I'm kind of weirding out here.
It is weird. That's why we. So I have to thank Robbie Thomas for coming on the show. I have to thank Michael Luckman for coming on the show. Of course, John Venture for coming on the show.
Tom Mott dropped in and described the.
And
I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna try to get that video and those pictures up that we talked about at the very beginning of the show. Up on the site tonight.
But mostly I want to thank all of the listeners for listening throughout the year, and I hope you enjoy
the years, too. You know, February is going to be our official seventh year on the air, which I'm
and
just
then
like, wow.
We'll be starting our eighth year of broadcasting.
Wow, we're pushing a decade now, Mike.
Gary, that they're letting us do it. You guys, I want you to have an absolutely fantastic and safe holiday season coming up with
Merry
Christmas and New Year's. We'll see you guys in 2009.
Uh-huh.
But remember, there's still new content coming up on those shows, so keep downloading them.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.